Dalit Amud Beis, second line. Son Rabbanon, Maisa B'Rabban Yechir Ben Zakeh Shayurechiv Alachamor. Rechim Zakeh was riding on a donkey. Vayim Mahalch B'Derech, and he was traveling. The Girsa the Bach has a Yitzim Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Elozer Ben Aruch M'chamer Acharov, the Bach adds in Limatar Mepiv. So the Rabbi Elozer Ben Aruch was. Directing the animal from behind, and the reason why he was lowering himself to do this job because he had an opportunity to walk with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and learn Torah. And he says, "Omer loy, Rabbi, shaneli perik echad b'maisim rekava. Teach me some maisim rekava, a section of maisim rekava. Omer loy." Didn't I teach you? So, do you meet that criteria? Let me say back to you something that you taught me, and we'll take the test. We'll see how well I know it. Say it, miyad immediately. You are Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, mi'alach amor. And he said, "Teif v'yoshav aleven o'achas, ho'even tachas hazayis." So he came over, got over the chamor, wrapped himself up in his garments, sat down under the tree. Amar lo Rabbi, "Mimad yoradet mi'alach amor? Why did you get down?" Amar efshar ata dervish b'maisim rekava. Is it possible that you're going to be teaching Maisim Rekava? Meshkinei Manu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence will come. Malach Yeshoris Malabanus, son of the Malach Yeshoris, will come join us. Bani Erkav Alach Hamor, and I should sit on a Hamor. I have to sit, but they're covered for the words of the Torah that in the presence of Hashem, which is going to come with it. Miad Pasuk Rabbi Yelozer Ben Aruch, Maisim Rekava, Vidorash. So he started Darashi Maisim Rekava. You heard the Eishman of Shemayim, the fire came down, the Mesivavo, and surrounded Kalu Ilanu Shebasada, all of the trees which are there in that field. Pasu Kulam, all the trees, Pasu Kalu Ilanu, Kulam, and they said, Shira, Avama Shira. The trees responded to this process. The trees said it started saying Shira. Mashir Omer, what did they say? Halu was Hashem in the Oritz, Taninim l'chol Tehemoyz, Eitz Sprih b'chol Arizim, Haleluka. So they said that posik from that capital, about how the trees also praise Hashem. Nanu malach min ho'esh, an al or a malach, Taisa says there was a Girsa Malach Amovis. Taisa does not like it. So there was a Malach from Shemayim. Excuse me, from amongst the Eish, which said, Nevomar, Hainin Maisim Rekava. This Pshat that he's saying fits perfectly with the reality of what it is. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Benishko, Noshko, Roshay, Rabbi Yochanan, I'll give him a kiss. Amar Baruch Hashem, I'll pay Yisrael. Shenosin bein l'avram avinu sheyodei l'havino v'lachra b'lidish ma'asim rekava, that he's a descendant of Avram Avinu, such a descendant that he's able to understand darshan ma'asim rekava. I just was wondering maybe the reason why it shows specifically Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was a person who was able to maybe midaita because he had nobody to teach him. So Elozer ben Aruch was able to be also with the limited resources that the Rebbe would give to the Talmud, because he has to be a Chacham Eved Midaitoi, and he's following his forefather Avraham Avinu's way of understanding the true emes of Hashem. Then Rechem ben Zakkai continued and said, Yesh no Darish Ben Onam Mekayim. He darshes nicely, but doesn't fulfill. No, Akayim, he fulfills the mitzvahs properly. They know a darish, but the way he explains and teaches is not necessarily proper. You should be happy that you have such descendants. The Gemara says, because you remember Hadram Lifnei Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua heard the story. Yehuva, Rabbi Yossi, Akai, and Mahalchim Maderech, they were also traveling, apparently by themselves. Omer, but you know what? Now was a propitious time to discuss Ma'aseh Merkabah, but let's discuss it also. Pasuk Rabbi Yeshua, Bedarash, and he started darshaning the Ma'aseh Merkabah. It was the summer time, but Niskacho Shemaim Ba'ovim, the sky became cloudy, which is obviously in Eretz Israel quite extraordinary for the Kufis Tabas. When Yer came in Keshes Ba'ono, and Hashem sent a Keshes, the Mara of Keshes, which has the Mara of the different colors, which correspond to some of the things that Yechezkel saw over there in the Nevuah, was like a Keshes. Hoy Malach Yeshoris Miskapsin and Boyan Lishmoy, and the Malach Yeshoris came to hear what Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi had Kayan Medarshan. Kimei Adam Hashem Miskapsin and Boyan Liris Mazmutei Chosin Mekal. The same way everybody presses forward to see when they celebrate in front of the Chosin Kala, and they do the various different tricks. Everybody presses forward to see, to tell them how eager the Malach Yeshoris were to come to hear the words of the Ma'aseh Merkabah, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Halach Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, we see by the worm, the name of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, so Rabbi Yossi HaKohen told Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai that what happened. Vomer Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said, Ashreichem, Ashrei Yoladetichem, Ashrei Einai Shekach. Now here's the Gersa of Shekach Rohu. So there's a Gersa of the Rishashi and says, Ashrei Einayim Shekach Rohu. Fortunate that our eyes would saw, I didn't see, because I wasn't there, but fortunate that were eyes of those who did Rezecha to see. And then, furthermore, I saw a dream where I, together with you, the two of you, Mesubim Hayino al Harsinai, we didn't know Leinu Baskel in the Shemayim, we're sitting in Harsinai, and the Baskel came down from Shemayim and said to us, Alulakan, come up. Traklin Gedolim, there's a large palaces, Matzos, Nos, and beautiful beds, mutzos lechem, are prepared for you. Atem v'tamidechem v'tamidei samidechem v'zumonim lekat shlishis. You, your talmidim samidim, which was Rechem Tzakai,
Rabbi Shua
was a talmud, and Rechem Tzakai was a talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. So it was a talmud, was hit you. Your Talmidim, or it means, of course, that the next generation is to come, the same way I was Zochet after 3 generations, will be Zochet also after 3 generations. But all of you will be Zochet to join Kat Shlishis, the third Kat. There are 7 Kitas in front of Kaddish Baruch Hu. We're in group number 3. The show deals with what the significance of number 3 is. It says a little bit like, you're having this wonderful Nevuah. This Mara of a dream, it says, okay, you made 3rd round. Like, why 3rd round? He potentially wants to change the gear, so Bumpsha wants to change the gear, so. Because of that problem. Okay, so. There's all that Bryce about Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Darshan. Any. And the Mor is going to have a problem now. But Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, Rehuda, Omer, Shlosh Hartzos, Hain. There were 3 people who gave presentations. Yeshua, here's a Dewar, Mithay, Rabbi Yochanan, and Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva here to the Fnei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua had an opportunity to discuss these points with his Rebbe, presented in front of his Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua, presented in front of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua. And Chananya ben Chachinai heard to the Fnei Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Akiva's Talmud, Chananya ben Chachinai, presented in front of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi ben Aroch, like a Chashur, says that these are the three which we have of Masara that presented the Yusuris of Maisa Merkava, say properly, and Rabbi ben Aroch is not mentioned. So my answer is that the Artsi V'Artsu Kamei Kachashiv, the Artsi below Artsu Kamei Kachashiv, where the Braiser is only specifically discussing people which both were presenters and recipients of a presentation. So Rishua presented to Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. He also heard from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva presented to Rishua. He also heard from Chananya and Chachinai. Lazarin Aroch, all we know is that he presented, and that was it. We have nobody presenting to him. Morris says, one second. For Chananya and Chachinai, to Leartsu Kameh, Mikhail Chashiv. But we meant Chananya and Chachinai. So my answer is that over there,
the Artsi Mia Kamei, my the Artsi.
But he did present in front of a person who had been both a recipient and a presenter. So for us to get straight that Rabbi Kiva had done why Rabbi Kiva deserves to be mentioned, the best way of doing it is mentioned in Chananya Min Chachina. Let's see Rashi. Kubas Tamas Hoya Hava. The Ein Derech Lis Kasha Shemayim Bavim. The sky would not normally get cloudy. When they would do their various types of tricks in front of the Chosin Kala, for simple Chosin Kala, so everybody would run to see. So you see that practice is not a recent practice. Even the Moor says that they juggled in front of the Kala. So apparently that was in the old Masara. Sipra Dwarm Halolo, he told Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, the Kashishis are Kitas Hayeshis of the Ashkina. For amongst the Kitas which are sitting in front of the Ashkina, we're in group number 3. Here to Dwarm, Dorish Ramaisa Makaba, he presented the arts of Artsu Kamei, Shahitsu Lefnei Acherim. Acherim, Hitsu Lefonim, he's taught others, and then others then he's presented in front of others, and then others presented in front of him. We listened. The Artsi Mia Kamei, Man the Artsi. So Chananya Min Chachinai, even though we did not have any history of somebody else presenting in front of him, but he was end of the line from Rabbi Akiva. Even though Hirtsu Acherim Lefonov, even though others have not presented in front of Chananya Min Chachinai, but who Hirtsu Lefnei Misha Chozer, but Hirtsu Lefnei Acherim. The lashon of Rashi is interesting. The Chananya ben Chachinai presented in front of Rabbi Akiva, who then went and presented in front of Rabbi Yeshua. It sounds like they were all alive at the same time. That's why we mentioned Chananya ben Chachinai to point out Mishum de Rabbi Akiva, but the Yeshua hirtza b'acherem hirtza l'fanam. Rabbi Akiva fulfilled both elements. The best way to explain that is by mentioning the Talmud who taught in front of Rabbi Akiva. Well, other people have not presented in front of him. He did not present in front of people who other people had presented in front of them. Excuse me, that they presented in front of other people. We haven't talked to Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh. We have no history of Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh presenting to Hillel, let's say. Okay. So the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Arba nichtasu the Pardes. There's 4 people who entered into the Pardes. So Rashi says they went up to the Rekia through mentioning the name of Hashem. Tosa says it was Ayre Shem. But Tosa says they didn't actually go up to the Shemayim. It appeared to them as if they were going up. It means the neshama went up, but the goop stayed down here. Rashi didn't say the whole thing went up. Okay, so they went to Pardes, this place where there's the deep secrets of Torah. Who were the four people? Elohim ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Acher, Rabbi Akiva. The four who went were Ben Achim, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, then Elisha ben Avuya, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. We're going to see these Avnei Shayish, pure Avnei Shayish, which look like look so pure, looks like they're flowing in waves. So Al Tamru Mayim Mayim, don't refer to it as water. Don't say false things in Shemayim. So be very careful about how you're going to perceive what's happening. Benazai hits its umes. He looked deeply. Hits is a long, strong language of staring. Rosh Hashanah is referring to the Shechina, and he became such desirous of the connection to the Shechina that his neshama couldn't go back to his body. So umeis Allah because of Emer, your korban eini Hashem hamab sila chasidav. Precious is to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is this act when these people die. Such people die.
So he didn't do anything
wrong.
Inappropriate in a sense.
Shows it all, except for that you know, probably it was not proper for him at that point in time to do that because the neshama
wasn't ready.
Would not want to come back to this world. Moshe says, Rabbi Akiva, like the Moshe says, that he you know, refrained because he understood that there's a point where you get so connected that you just can't come back. Ben Zama's hitzitz benifka, he came back, but his mind was affected. He couldn't come back and function normally. Well, because of Emer, the Vash Matsasa, he found honey, sweet honey. Achol de yecha pen tispoenu vihikisoi. Eat just a sufficient amount, that which is enough for you, because if you come too full of it, the sweetness will cause you vihikisoi, that a person will have to regurgitate. The person will have to vomit. So, you overeat in this, the results are very negative. Acher is koitzitz benetiyos. Acher was kitzitz benetiyos. Rekiva Yotzei B'Shalom, Rekiva came out healthy. So what does kitzitz benetiyos mean? We've discussed this before. I mean, Sanhedrin, obviously, because the more uses the phrase kitzitz benetiyos over there. So it's definitely discussed it over there. But I think we've discussed it since then, so somewhere along the way. So Rashi teaches later on that if you're in a pardes, chopping down trees is ketzis benetiyos. That sounds like doesn't really give us any type of insight of what exactly he did. Kadosh Baruch Hu sets up a mara of a process of hashkacha, which seems to have in the mind of those which are seeing it, mistakenly seems to have a form of existence of its own. The reality is that it's all the Kodesh Baruch Hu being Mashpia, and it's all, this is just the Rishon. This is the way the Rishon gives the Hashpah. But a person gives any significance, independent significance, the only element of that, it's called Kitzis Benetiyos, because if you picture the one large trunk with many branches and branches off the branches, etc., 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 but it's clearly all connected to the trunk. That's the Kosh Baruch's process of being mashpia through these various different elements, how he's mashpia. But if a person gives one of those things its own existence, he cuts it off from the trunk, so it's called he was kitetz v'netiyas. That's the process of misinterpreting the significance that these things have. Now, the more brings over here, Sholos ben Zayma, Malas Rusei Kalba. Can you cause siris to a dog? That these mumim should not be made in this world. So that's a kosher barzachem loisasu. It applies to any animal which you have, including the caliph. I'm assuming that the placement of these points over here was that either is saying that this guy what Benzon was like before he was nifka. You see his power of drosha, of understanding something. Or alternatively, they're saying even afterwards he still understood elements of Torah. She's a psula still, but she became pregnant. She means she had bia, and what I was going to discuss, she had bia, but it didn't take away her virginity, her psula. So Mora says, can we say such a thing? What's the question? She's claiming that she's a psula. So Michashina Lidashmol. Do we assume that this possibility would happen to her simply? It's along the lines of what Shmuel said. I'm a Shmuel. Yochlin ani libol kamabilis b'loy dam. I can do bia without doing the process of breaking the psulim. Then with the Shmuel l'shicha, it's not common. And therefore, she's pregnant. And she claims she's a psula. We say it can't be. I'm a lahu the Shmuel l'shichach. So then we said the case of Shmuel is not shichach, and we have to assume that she really was, did have bia if she's in Mubaris. I'm sorry. So the Shmuel is Shkiach, but he says that there is a possibility of another way for a woman to become pregnant, even without having, without, and still have psulim. What's that? Rishin Hashem Ababati Ibra. That maybe she became impregnated from the zera of a man who had been left in the Mbati, and then she went in. It doesn't come out like the process of the person shooting an arrow comes out strongly out of the man. It doesn't cause women to become pregnant. Our answer is Mikar Nami Yarik Yechet Tzavu. It doesn't mean that as it comes out of the man, but it means that, I mean, no, it doesn't mean as it comes out of the man going into the woman, it means that it came out of the man with that force, that indicative of the strength and the virility of the man, that he's producing healthy zera. But afterwards, it's possible to enter even without that process of Zriyak being Yarik Yechet.
Medically now, is this possible?
Which one? About the Ibra or the
about the
Bia? Well, I mean, actually, this Gemara is used as a starting point for a lot of discussions about IVF. So we do it with assisted, but
well, okay.
But the concept of a woman becoming pregnant without a Maisa Bia, right? Is artificial insemination and IVF and all those discussions. A lot of those poskim, this Gemara features very prominently in the discussion.
Right, but the I mean that is a very I imagine a very sort of controlled and very specific environment.
Right. Is there any documentation about a possibility of happening spontaneously? I'm not aware that there is any such documentation. I imagine your average doctor would tell you that it can't happen. But what do doctors know anyway? Zakrashi?
I mean, is this trying to go to the point that she's got a... I mean, I just don't understand, like, the chazakas here. In other words, she starts off with the chazaka, she's a basula. Now she's muber, so I don't understand. I mean, you know, so what's the likelihood? Like, even if it's true that it's one in a, it's going to be a very large number, so it's, you know, a very small ratio, a very small chance that she's muberes from, you know, from Lambati, for instance. So why are we choshesh for that?
Well, it's interesting. My he goes to see him on the side. He sends us to Shabbos Lav Kufnun Aleph, where they more use the lashon chashinon, the kula. Rashi pointed out over there. You find the word chashinon the kula. But it's an interesting question. In other words, the now we have a cloud that ruba chazaka ruba olive. So even though she has a cheskes, what, you know, psula or cheskes kashrus, the roiv says that that didn't happen that way. So the chara ruba olive, and we should say that she happened to be, and she should be a surilakain. But I think you said it well. There's a Tosfos in Ksubas, Ein Hey Amar Beis, Ein Hey Amar Aleph, Ein Hey Amar Beis. That Tosfos over there says that Tosfos Shita is that what's known as a Cheskas Haguf is a stronger Chazaka than Roiv. The Cheskas Haguf is stronger than Matzimomen. Roiv is not Matzimomen. Cheskes Haguf is that is a stronger chazaka than your average chazaka the Meikar. So chazaka Meikar could be a chazaka in din, could be a chazaka in the physical reality. When it comes to chazaka physical reality, that's very strong in halacha. So now it seems override over here. She's claiming that that's what it is, and she has a Cheskes Haguf indicating that her psulim were not broken. Even though there's a rov connected, we would accept that according to the Rashi lines. Let's just say Shmuel is like totally. By the way, the more presented the question, Shmuel's ma'aseh was totally not shchiyah, so it's not shchiyah as well. So we're not going to get involved in teaching. That's what happened. Shchiyah not based on being rov. I mean shchiyah meaning it's on the radar screen. Even Shmuel, even Rameir was chashinah the miyutah, but the miyutah the miyutah do chashinah. Zot Rashi, next to the parties, alu the rikia yad Hashem. They went to the rikia through Hashem. Rashi does not mention whether they actually physically stayed or twice. You know, they never really went up. Rashi said they actually went up. Shaiish tor mavik kamaim sulam. It's a brightness like clear water. So my yeshkan. There's water I can't go by because it's not sure, it's not water. Hits is the Sarashkina, Venifka, Nichafadait. Mine became imbalanced. The fun of Bershom felt bad about his Misa. Fisher May Spocher, he died young. That's why he's called Uncle Ben. He never had Smicha. Man cannot perceive a Kaddish Baruch Hu and live. Rashi doesn't like this. Rashi says, because means basically what Rashi really is saying is the following: that Moshe Rabbeinu lived because the Russians stopped him from seeing too much. The Benzema saw more than Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't comfortable saying the Benzema saw more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalos ben Zayma, Mao, excuse me, ben Azai.
I mean, it's also it's strange now because it is the same lashon is used now about you know hate seats. So Benzoma, yeah.
Right. Like you said, being crazy with not now consider living. I don't know. Shall's been Simon Mali Susa Kalba, Hyova Siris Ksiv, Aitzel Mummy Corbin. What's the question? It was written in the context of Behemoth. The Caliph, Philo Khalifa Bizosim is Bayah. Not only is the Caliph Osim is Bayah, but even if you exchange something for a Caliph Osim is Bayah, Bashum Mikhir Caliph. So maybe he's not included in the Yisr. Also the Sar Sar Elois, he said it's also. So let's hear the Malik and Gadol. He marries Shim Sula Psulim, that she still has Psulim, if they would have beer with her, she'd still be a Psula. Inami, or in a different scenario, Bezim would be judging this case. Kain Gadol, Shinus Nisa, Kain Gadol did take her. Well, Yodha Shihim Uberis. Not being aware of this, assuming she was a psula. Umatsula psula, and he found psula. Vahakach nimsum smuberis, a few days later she should have been muberis. Ma'alakaima mishum psula me'am avika. So, do we say the fact that it was bia is indicative of the fact that they really weren't psula, and what he found was not really psula, or not? Shmuel Yochanan Libel Shihayabaki Batia Zunami Nivellas came. That Shmuel was able to be boiled not in a direct fashion, but in a tilted towards the side. The psulim wouldn't be broken. Be able to do a full bia to cause the woman to become pregnant. Bambati Klisha Rechsen Vekalakuf Yishlema Shetich Sham Adam Shechvazera Menichas B'Meah. It's a place that's possible a man let out Shechvazera and then went into the woman. Or answered the car because she also has been an Adam and left the man, it was Yerke Chetz, and that's sufficient for the purpose that we need to allow the woman to become pregnant. Okay, let's hold it here.